BBC News with Nick Kelly. The Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff has called off a visit to Japan next week amid a wave of protests against poor quality public services, corruption and high spending on next year's Football World Cup. Her office acknowledged that the postponement was due to the demonstrations, which were triggered by price rises on public transport. Demonstrations are planned in more than 80 Brazilian cities on Thursday. Julia Carneiro reports from Sao Paulo.
Thousands of demonstrators are already gathered around Rio de Janeiro's iconic Candelaria Church. Police helicopters are monitoring the situation, and museums and shops around the area closed early to avoid confusion. But the demonstration started peacefully. Protesters will march along the city center's main avenue towards the city hall. For now, there is no official plan to continue towards the Maracanã Stadium, where a Confederations Cup match was just staged.
The mayor of the Ugandan capital, Kampala, says he's been beaten by police who fired rubber bullets to disperse crowds of his supporters. In an interview with the BBC from his hospital bed, the mayor, Erias Lukwago, said he collapsed after tear gas was thrown into his vehicle. He said he was then abused by police when he was taken to hospital.
Oh, it was horrible. Those people were accusing me of all sorts of things. They became rough. They hit me in the chest. Tore my shirt and treated me in a very rough manner.
The government of Singapore has warned that air pollution in the city-state has reached a record level as a result of smoke from forest fires in neighbouring Indonesia. It's warned that the smog could last for several weeks. The haze has also led to a rise in political tension. Singapore has demanded that Indonesia deal with the fires, but an Indonesian minister said its neighbour was behaving like a child. World stock markets have fallen and the price of gold has hit a three-year low after the head of the US central bank, Ben Bernanke, announced that it may start to reduce its stimulus program later this year because of improved economic growth. US stocks ended the day more than 2% down, almost matching falls on French and German markets, while the price of gold fell by more than 4%. The BBC's Samira Hussein is in New York.
You would think hearing from the chairman of the U.S. Central Bank, Ben Bernanke, saying that the U.S. economy is recovering would be a good thing for markets. But what they're really reacting to is the fact that the Federal Reserve might start scaling back the $85 billion a month that it's been pumping into the U.S. economy. That, and with keeping interest rates near zero, that's really been propelling the current economic recovery here.
Samira Hussein reporting. You're listening to The World News from the BBC. The cellar of the house where an Austrian man, Josef Fritzl, imprisoned his daughter for 24 years and fathered seven children with her, is being filled with concrete. Josef Fritzl is serving a life sentence on charges including rape, incest and murder by neglect. Bethany Bell reports from Vienna.
Ever since the Fritzl case first came to light 5 years ago, the question of what to do with the house has hung over the town of Amstetten. Now workers have started filling in the cellar, which Josef Fritzl built under his house as a dungeon for his daughter Elisabeth. The liquidator of the Fritzl estate told the main Austrian news agency the step was being taken to ensure that no one could ever enter the cellar again.
Spain and France are spearheading action against the US internet company Google after it ignored a European Union deadline to clarify or change its data collection policy. Spain had said it had launched legal proceedings against Google for allegedly flouting data protection laws. France ordered the company to alter its policy or face fines. Other EU countries are considering similar moves. And for the first time in centuries, a horse owned by a reigning British monarch has won the Gold Cup at Royal Ascot, one of horse racing's most prestigious events. Queen Elizabeth was expected to hand the Gold Cup to the winner. Instead, she received it herself from one of her sons, Prince Andrew. Our racing correspondent, Cornelius Lycett, was there.
Rarely does Her Majesty look happier than when at any horse races, particularly at Royal Ascot, and particularly when she's able to enter the winner's enclosure, as she did for the 22nd time at Royal Ascot over the years, when Estimate, the heavily backed 7-2 favourite, gave her, or indeed any reigning monarch, a first success in the Gold Cup, the historic centrepiece of this famous fixture, first staged in 1807. The dilemma of who would present the trophy, normally handed over by the Queen, was solved when a beaming Duke of York stepped forward to do the honours.
BBC News.